a test strategist. And I'm from London. And I speak no Swedish at all, apart from tack. So, tack you very much for bearing with me, for listening to me, and also tack to Ulf and Leanna and all the rest of the committee for asking me to come here today. As I say, I'm a test strategist. That means I go out into the world of software testing and I work with people when they're trying to look at what they're going to plan and how they're going to plan it when it comes to software testing. Now, I don't just deal with testing projects or individual testing products. Sometimes I talk to companies about their overall strategy for testing throughout the life of a project, throughout perhaps a certain length of plan. Am I feeding back slightly? I've got a slight hum around. So I thought I'd bring that kind of approach to bear for this presentation. So this is a new presentation for this audience, and it's a new presentation for me. I'm also doing it on a new piece of software, and Rude and I have been discussing just now how badly things can go wrong in presentations. So I hope you'll bear with me. So when I looked into the future, I also thought, well, I'll have a quick look at the past. SAS started 10 years ago. I looked through my diaries and I thought, what was I doing 10 years ago? And that's what I was doing 10 years ago. I was very happy at that point. It's the 10-year anniversary of my first proper adult ski. And that day was the day when we decided to do perhaps a little less adult skiing than we'd done before and engage in other adult pursuits, including beer. And it's interesting for me to look at what I was doing in my job as well. I was working with a company called Nokia that may be familiar to one or two of you. I was there for a few months. I was working on something called a plesiosynchronous digital SymphonNet node manager, which made no sense to me now and probably didn't make much sense to me then. However, I was creating test cases, writing test plans, working on test strategies, and now I go into similar kinds of organizations and I look at similarly surprising things and I do a similar kind of piece of work. I still work with people who are making test plans, putting together test strategies, designing tests in very often the same kinds of way. And I thought, well, the world has changed. The world has moved on. 10 years ago, this guy was very famous for going to war. And this guy was governor of a major United State. Now, things have moved from there. Now, there we are. He's governor of a major United State, and this guy goes to war. So, the world has changed around us. And I'm not entirely certain that we're really keeping up with that. I'm not entirely sure. I've changed. Now I've got something that's a little bit more protective of me, and I perhaps take my skiing a little more seriously. There's perhaps a little less beer in my skiing. There's also perhaps a little bit more seriousness the way I take software testing. And I think that we have to change. I think that we have to change to stay up with the current world. We're getting a lot of pressures from around us. A lot of trends are changing the way that we work.